Welcome to the podcast, Peyton Burholtz, the fifth-year player at Oklahoma, who is one of the best, most solid players in all of college basketball. Peyton, I can fairly say that because I see a lot of the country. So we're so glad that you're with us today. Thank you for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Well, you're a fifth-year senior at Oklahoma. You've been you have a unique distinction. I'd like to look this up and take it a little deeper, but you have been all-conference in three different leagues. You were on the all-freshman team in the ACC. You were the newcomer of the year in the Big 12. And then now your time at Oklahoma, you were second-team all-SEC performer last year. That's quite a resume.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun to be a part of all the conferences. I actually didn't know that until you said it. I kind of forgot about the ACC. Yeah. But yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, that was your time at Louisville, and that's how we met. I've known you and watched you for 5 years, and I've watched your game grow and change. What do you think has been something about your game that has really improved over the course of your 5 years?
I would say probably just my ability to pass. I think that was something, obviously, you watch Oklahoma's system and the way we play, and it's very free-flowing, and you're just able to kind of be a complete basketball player. So I feel like coming to Oklahoma and playing in the system has really opened up my passing ability that I obviously you see that in high school, but sometimes it doesn't necessarily translate to the college level. And I feel like that was something I kind of surprised myself with.
Well, one of the things I really love about watching Oklahoma play, and a number that I always point to, is the assisted basket number. Typically every year you guys are leaders in the country in statistics like assist and 3-point shooting and scoring. To me, that's fun. That's where the game should be. Why is it so fun to play in the Oklahoma style?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's fun to watch, first of all, and it's even more fun to play in when we're high scoring. And obviously, defense is something that we've been working on at Oklahoma, too.
It's not work on a little bit.
Yeah. It's at the end of the day, you got to score more points than the other team. So I think that's kind of the mindset that we take here. And obviously, like you said, it shows through our scoring ability and then also just our ability to pass and set each other up. So I think that's something that's really fun to play in and kind of just like a dream for every basketball player that, again, just wants to be like a complete basketball player.
Peyton, I would assume that when you're one of five, unselfishness and sacrifice has to be a part of your day-to-day with your family. I mean, when you've got four other siblings and your mom and dad, you got a big family, there are certain traits around the dinner table that definitely translate to basketball, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I've talked about this too. We basically have a whole roster. There's actually six of us, so five basketball players. The baby is not a basketball player, so She doesn't technically count on the roster.
You got to fix that bio because that sibling is missing out.
Yeah. She's kind of her own person, so we let her do her own thing sometimes. But absolutely, I mean, when it came to playing games or just hanging around the house, I think that that's a lot of our parents taught us that, just being humble and selfless and also kind of standing up for yourself. You know, you can't let yourself get beat up and get beat on. So I feel like just kind of taking all those things have really just helped to mold the player and person I am at this level.
Well, let's talk about your basketball family, minus the one youngest sibling that doesn't play. There's five of you that play college basketball. Your mom and dad played college basketball. It's pretty cool. I mean, very unique. How much time do you actually spend talking about basketball with your family? And do your parents go to the games? And like, you know, how do they respond while they're sitting in the stands? What do you see?
Oh, absolutely. I think that maybe we talk about basketball too much. but it's just, I mean, it's been all of our entire lives now, except for like the three oldest ones now are all done playing. So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, how life transpires after basketball. And it's just really fun because I think it's honestly very unique to have family and siblings and parents that truly understand like the experience that you're going through. And it's been really helpful because, you know, basketball is not all perfect all the time. Right. And so it's really nice to be able to have those connections and relationships and family that you can lean on and that are going to give you like true feedback. And I think that's something that I've just really appreciated on my 5 years now playing college basketball.
I love that you appear to have taken advantage of every resource available to you, right? You already have your undergrad, you're working on your master's degree. When you're done playing, what will be next?
I'm trying to keep, you know, all my doors open. I have a really big desire to, you know, be a elementary education teacher and work in special education as well. I also want to be a mom and start a family. I'm not in a rush, you know, to do that like next year, but those are just things that I truly believe that God's calling me to do on this earth. So I'm just really excited for, obviously, you know, to finish the season strong and be able to, like, I love this team, Oklahoma, so much. But I just know God has so many things in store for my life, and I'm just excited.
I love your vision for what's next. I think you'll be successful whatever you try to do. And I especially am interested in that little desire about special education. So tell me where that came from, because you know my background with my son, Frankie. I know you're a follower of what we do on Nothing But Net, and you followed our fundraiser, so you know how important Special Olympics is to our family and what it's meant to our family for my son to be able to, Frankie, to be able to go to Clemson and go to the Clemson Life Program. Yeah. Where does your interest in special education come from?
Yeah, I always knew for sure education in general was something I was interested in. But my youngest sister, the baby, the one that's not super interested in sports, she had epilepsy when she was younger and had to have brain surgery. And since then has kind of been in that special education program now from elementary all the way up to high school. And she's kind of like my little best friend, my soulmate. So I think honestly that my relationship with her has really just opened up that door that I didn't even know I would be interested in. And I think getting to be a part of kind of her education experience and all those things throughout high school has really, again, just opened up that door. And I think just the desire to be able to work in that and to see where it takes me, because I just really want to, you know, help these kids and make a difference for them.
Well, now I know why you were selected as the KYAL servant leader. I wondered what your community service or affiliation was with being able to wear that patch and what it means. So tell us a little bit about what wearing that patch means to you and what you're doing in your own community and why you earned the opportunity to be a KYAL servant leader.
Yeah, absolutely. I was obviously super surprised, and I'm so grateful to, you know, wear that patch on my chest every game. And one of the refs actually asked me, she's like, can they fit any more patches on your jersey? I'm like, I don't think so. But I'm just so grateful. And again, I mean, community is just a huge part of who I am, growing up in a big family and being able to experience, you know, after my sister went through epilepsy and chemotherapy, I think just seeing how big community can be there for you and your family when you're going through tough times is just something that I think that I've gotten to experience firsthand, and I want to be able to be that villager for other people. So I just, you know, have been able to actually, when I was at Louisville, I was able to be a part of the 3-on-3 Special Olympics and get to see that. So that was really awesome. But now just at Oklahoma, doing the things in the community that they kind of give us, like Courtney Ardobo, she does a really good job of giving us these opportunities to be around the community. And we've even been able to, like, you know, go support our band and stuff. And it's just, it's so fun to be able to be at Oklahoma, because it truly is a university where we support each other. And I think that's really unique.
Off the top of my head, I have a whole plan and idea for you just on my side. The Verhulst Villagers, which are people that help you with special education or a fundraiser for Special Olympics. I got a whole plan for you, Peyton. We're going to discuss it later.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't have time for it right here, but I'm calling it the Verhulst Villagers right
I
now.
Love it.
I love
I'm
that
ready.
Term. I think that's a good alliteration for you, and it can carry some weight, and you definitely have put a stamp on the community in Oklahoma. All right. So you got this huge family. You got this great basketball team that you love. And you got a huge game coming up on Saturday, Oklahoma State, the Bedlam. You've played in it before. Beth Mowens and I will be on the call of that game. We're very excited about it. It's two teams in the top five in scoring. There's going to be a lot of threes, a lot of pace. I mean, I think whoever has the ball last could win.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't like to play defense either. You guys are, okay. So what do you see? Like, I know it's exam week and I know you got some time, you got a game on Thursday, but I hate to ask you to advance past Little Rock, but when we're thinking about Bedlam and we're thinking about Oklahoma State, what should we expect to see in this game?
I mean, I think you said it best, just scoring and lots of good basketball. I mean, I've been able to watch them a couple times this year, and they're a great team and they're coached well. And again, they play very similar style to us. And I think they have a lot of good players that can kind of do it all, like Staley Hurd. I love watching her. I got to compete with her at USA Basketball this summer. And I just think that it's going to be a great game, and it's going to be kind of the battle of, like what you said, whoever's got the basketball in their hands at the end of the game. But I think we're really excited and grateful to even be able to play at Paycom too. I've been able to go to a couple games and watch the Thunder there, but it'll be so surreal to be on the floor playing. So I think we're just excited for this opportunity.
I got to believe it's a shooter's gym, right? I mean,
yeah,
they've got 7 players that average in double figure, Oklahoma State, and you guys have 5. And you have a lot of balance. They have a lot of balance. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's hard to guard all those options with 2 teams that really like to score.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's something that obviously Jenny has, that, you know, you can't just rely sometimes on the 5 that are on the floor. You need to really have depth on the bench. And I think that's something that we both have done really well. And we just happen to both be in the state of Oklahoma. So I'm really excited. Great. It'll be fun.
Well, we're excited for you. We're excited that you joined us on the podcast, and we thank you for your time. Good luck the rest of the way. We look forward to seeing you as the season goes on. Peyton, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Peyton Verhulst, 5th year senior, Oklahoma. Boomer, Sooner.
Let's
go.